Texas drone technology aids in large narcotics seizure. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 521,100 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 47,400 criminal arrests, with more than 41,000 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 544 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by 87% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the federal government's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott raises awareness for Fentanyl Poisoning Awareness Month. On Tuesday, the governor issued a proclamation declaring October as Fentanyl Poisoning Awareness Month in Texas. Mexican drug cartels strategically manufacture and distribute the drug disguised as painkillers, stimulants, anti-anxiety drugs, and even candy. Texas is stepping up to stop the flow of deadly drugs like fentanyl from entering our state and our nation. Since the governor launched Operation Lone Star, Texas has seized over 544 million deadly doses of fentanyl, saving countless lives. Texas will continue to crack down on Mexican drug cartels and stop the distribution of deadly drugs like fentanyl. Governor Abbott, illegal border crossings down by 87%. Yesterday, on X, formerly known as Twitter, Governor Abbott highlighted the success of razor wire barriers across Texas's southern border to deter and repel illegal immigrants from entering the state. Texas will continue working to ensure the safety of our communities and protect Texans. Governor Abbott, federal government must put Americans first. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott called out the federal government's weak border policies that prioritize support for illegal immigrants over American citizens in need. Texas continues to send resources and support to our fellow Americans impacted by the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Watch. DPS brush team arrests human smugglers during traffic stop in Hidalgo County. On Tuesday, a DPS brush team arrested multiple people, including a man wanted for murder, after a vehicle pursuit involving human smugglers in Hidalgo County. A DPS trooper attempted to conduct a traffic stop on a black Chevrolet Tahoe in Mission. The driver refused to stop and a vehicle pursuit ensued. The pursuit ended on FM 494, and DPS troopers discovered three illegal immigrants and one American citizen inside the vehicle who were smuggled into the U.S. The driver, Nathan Iracheta, 17, of FAR, was arrested for smuggling of persons and evading arrest. The American citizen being smuggled back into the United States, Eliezer Morales, 30, of McAllen, was wanted by the McAllen Police Department for homicide. Eric Gonzalez Torres, 19, from Mexico, was arrested for smuggling of persons after it was determined that he guided their group across the Rio Grande. All three were transported to the Hidalgo County Jail. The other two illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. DPS troopers apprehend group of 230 illegal immigrants in Eagle Pass. DPS troopers encountered and apprehended a group of 230 illegal immigrants in Eagle Pass this week. Among the group were 27 illegal immigrants from special interest countries, including Afghanistan, Egypt, India, Iran, and Pakistan. Because these 27 migrants were attempting to enter the country illegally to avoid detection and came from countries with extensive terrorist activity, all were turned over to Border Patrol for processing and additional vetting. In addition to the 27 illegal immigrants of special interest, DPS troopers also arrested 41 illegal immigrants for criminal trespass from that group. Those individuals were from Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua. Those 41 were taken to the Val Verde Processing Center. DPS brush team apprehends 11 illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande Valley. Earlier this week, the DPS brush team in the Rio Grande Valley apprehended 11 illegal immigrants after they crossed the Rio Grande River into Texas. One of the illegal immigrants, from Mexico, was identified as a foot smuggling guide and was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons. Also among the group, DPS troopers identified another illegal immigrant, from Mexico, as a Paisa gang member who works for the Gulf Cartel and has a history of 55 apprehensions for illegal entry. 10 illegal immigrants, including the Paisa gang member, were referred to Border Patrol. Texas National Guard deploys advanced technology to stop illegal border crossings. In Eagle Pass, a Texas National Guard Modular Mobile Survey System, M2S2, team stopped a group of 9 illegal immigrants from entering Texas from Mexico. The team of soldiers used the advanced optics of the M2S2 to identify the illegal immigrants during the early morning and notified ground units in the area. Operation Lone Star security teams and drone operators responded and tracked the illegal immigrants, who were attempting to evade ground units. Anti-climb barriers along the banks of the Rio Grande River effectively deterred and repelled the migrants from illegal entry. After multiple attempts to enter the country illegally, the migrants turned back to Mexico. Texas National Guard drone team aids in narcotics seizure in Brownsville. A Texas National Guard drone team assisted ground forces and law enforcement officials in seizing over 127 pounds of narcotics last week. The team observed a group of migrants crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas from Mexico illegally. The drone picked up the illegal immigrants as they attempted to hide in thick vegetation and conceal several packages. A second drone team responded to the area to provide more visual tracking and support. The drone teams maintained sight of the group as a Texas National Guard brush operations team responded with law enforcement. The officers apprehended and arrested the suspected drug traffickers, while soldiers recovered a number of large packages of narcotics. Texas National Guard continues to reinforce border barriers near Eagle Pass. Texas National Guard soldiers continue to hold the line as they reinforce razor wire and anti-climb barriers near Eagle Pass. The combination of strategic barriers and Texas National Guard forces patrolling the Texas-Mexico border effectively deter and repel illegal immigrants from entering Texas from Mexico. Texas National Guard soldiers are working around the clock to secure our southern border.